It's another hot, summer-like May day across eastern New York and western New England. After many spots broke records yesterday, we are again in record territory this afternoon. In fact, Albany hit 92 yesterday. It's even warmer in the Albany area today, so a real feel of summer in terms of temperature. The good news is that it's not especially humid. Dew point temperatures are running in the 50s to near 60, which means there's a little touch of humidity in the air, though it's definitely not oppressively humid like we see so often in the summertime. So that is one of the perks. If you don't like humidity, when it gets this hot this time of year, we usually don't have that oppressive humidity, and that's definitely the case this afternoon. Now, moving ahead, we are looking at a cold front that will come into the area later today into tonight. So as that front comes in, there is potential for showers and thunderstorms, and some of these storms could be strong or severe, especially this evening. That means there is potential for damaging wind gusts and potentially some hail, and any of these storms do have the potential to produce some locally heavy downpours. So be weather aware through the late day and evening hours. If you have plans outside, keep an eye to the sky. Check out radar apps and such to make sure that if any thunderstorms are approaching your area, you quickly move indoors. Remember, if you hear thunder, then that's the time to move to safety, even if it's before the rain begins. Now, as the night moves along, the potential for damaging storms will tend to diminish, though there may still be a few lingering showers overnight. And into the day tomorrow, we'll wake up with clouds and maybe a few showers and spots, but as the day moves along, we'll tend to see more and more clearing come in. So morning clouds give way to afternoon sunshine. Now, temperatures tomorrow will not be as warm as today. We're looking at highs mainly in the 60s to near 70 tomorrow, though farther south into the mid and lower Hudson Valley and Connecticut and even the Pioneer Valley, temperatures will be up close to the 80-degree mark once again tomorrow afternoon. Now, moving through the weekend, I tell you, Saturday is looking tremendous as high pressure builds in across eastern Canada. We're looking at sunshine, maybe a few clouds in the mix on Saturday. Temperatures will be in the 60s to near 70 degrees, and we'll be up around 70 again on Sunday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, possibly strong this evening, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, morning clouds giving way to afternoon sun, chance for a few showers, breezy and cooler, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms. Some storms could be strong this evening, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, morning clouds give way to afternoon sun, chance for a few showers, breezy and cooler, high in the 60s to near 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a passing shower or storm, high 76 to 84. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms. Some storms could be strong this evening, low 60 to 65. Tomorrow, morning clouds give way to afternoon sun, chance for a couple of showers, breezy and cooler, with a high around 70. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the upper 60s to low 70s, and on Sunday, partly sunny, with a high temperature near 70 degrees. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.